Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
102.7 KISS FM.
Oh, here she comes. Katie Couric back to the show. Good morning, Katie.
Hi. Nice to see you all. How are you all?
Well, let me just tell you. Last night, I went to go get... I like artichokes that come in the jar with the olive oil already. You know, I like to eat them with a toothpick. And so I was picking up some of those, among other things. And there I was checking out the store. And you're on the cover. Is it People you're on the cover of?
Yeah.
And I didn't pick it up to read it because I knew I was going to talk to you today. But she's I almost picked it up to read.
Thanks, Ryan.
I got my artichokes and thought, I'm going to talk to her tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't need people. You've got it straight from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about the tour in a second, but obviously everybody's talking about your book Going There. And you say there's a real specific reason why you wrote this, why you decided to tell these stories. Tell us that.
Well, first of all, like, I've never looked back on my life, and it's been this crazy, big, unexpected, fascinating life full of ups and downs. You know, I've had incredible experiences through the years, through my 40 years in broadcasting, probably not unlike you, Ryan. And I thought it would be interesting to put pen to paper. One of the reasons I also really wanted to write this book was for my daughters, Ellie and Carrie, who are now 25 and 30, because they were 6 and 2 when their dad died and never really got to know him. And I wanted to bring him alive for them and also talk about the very painful experience of losing someone you love to cancer just over a 9-month period. So, you know, I think different people will get different things from this book, the how persistent I was early in my career and wouldn't take no for an answer, how I had to manage sort of this suddenly being a public figure as just kind of this normal girl from Arlington, Virginia. I had to deal with, you know, losing my husband when he was just 42 and I was 41, and my sister a couple of years later. I had to handle and navigate some pretty hostile work environments along the way. So, you know, I think that the breadth of my experiences and the wide ranging opportunities I've been privileged to have, I think reflected not only my life, but some of the changes in society over the last 40 years. So it was really kind of just a very interesting to explore this on so many levels.
It for so many people, you were a companion to them, people who didn't know you, who don't know you,
right,
and still are, right? I mean, for me, before I met you, I felt like I knew you. And I think that's an incredible thing to be able to accomplish with people.
Yeah, I think these parasocial relationships that people form, I'm sure that you've experienced them too a lot, Ryan. If people see you in different situations, they really feel like they know you. And on some level, as I write in the prologue, they do. Yeah. You know, they saw me have 2 children. They saw me lose my husband and my sister. They saw me laugh during funny segments and cry during sad ones and get tough when it was required to interview politicians or people who were just, you know, needed to be called out. And so that was only to a certain point. They didn't really know what I was thinking, what was going on when Jay was diagnosed or when CBS was a disaster and they weren't particularly welcoming to me, and what it was like, you know, going through 5 years at a network that just wasn't that into me, as the book calls it, and the movie based on the book. But, you know, to me, it just, I don't know. I can't imagine a book being very interesting if you're just kind of saying la, 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 la. Well, and then this happened and then that happened without kind of really revealing in a deeply personal way what that felt like.
And it came with some controversy. And you probably knew it would when you told some of these stories about some of the places where you were and the people specifically. And
well, I think what's interesting, though, what's interesting is the controversy is so based on a complete distortion. It's
fascinating. That's what I read. You said willful misinterpretation, right?
Misrepresentation,
really. Yeah.
But to me, what's really fascinating is, you know, a lot of it is manufactured controversy. And a lot of the things that I think deserve a deep look and a discussion are sort of how I was able to navigate this male-dominated media culture. That doesn't seem as interesting as sort of this hackneyed, predictable sexist trope of a catfight, which is sort of like, you know, of course they're going to blow that up when it doesn't really exist in the book, you know? But the other things, the hard things that we really need to look at, you know, that those are hard conversations and big questions. And that doesn't seem to be appealing to those who are kind of writing salacious and misleading headlines.
There's so many fascinating stories in the book. It's called Going There. And now you're going to tell us what Going There Live will be, because we're tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
What will you be doing? I'm really excited because I just really wanted to get people together in community, as they say, to have a night that I hope will really inspire them, educate them. There'll be fascinating guests. So I think it's going to be a very uplifting, positive, you know, here we are. There are good people in the world doing great things and people who care about the world, who are thoughtful and, you know, don't necessarily just want to, you know, be flamethrowers. They want to have intelligent, civilized, thoughtful conversations.
Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Well, I could talk to you for hours. Thank you for coming on, Katie. It's always great to see you. And I hope to see you again in person soon.
You're smart, and it's nice to have meaningful conversations with someone who's thoughtful. Because it doesn't always happen.
Well, thank you. We aim to please. That was a lot of work for me. I'll talk to you later. Bye, Katie.
Okay, bye, you guys. Bye. Thanks for having me. Bye.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
She's great. All right, we are 1 minute away from Dua Lipa tickets next to Kiss FM.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.